Welcome to Utica Phoenix Deep Dive, where we, discuss the stories that matter most to our community. And you shared some sources with us about USADN, and let's just say things have gotten pretty intense over there.
Intense is an understatement. I think we're talking about USAA, the U.S. Agency for International Development, potentially being shut down. This isn't some small bureaucratic office. This is the world's largest single donor of foreign aid.
Okay, so for our listeners who might not be totally familiar with USAID, can you give us the rundown of what they actually do?
Absolutely. Imagine a global network dedicated to providing humanitarian assistance and promoting development in countries all over the world. That's USAID in a nutshell. They're working on everything from providing clean water and sanitation to supporting education and healthcare initiatives, fighting HIV/AIDS, and promoting democracy and human rights.
And we're talking about a massive amount of funding here, right?
Massive is right. The Guardian reported that USA dispersed a whopping $72 billion in 2023 alone. To put that into perspective, they provided a staggering 42% of all UN-tracked humanitarian aid in 2024.
Wow, that's a huge chunk of global aid.
Yeah.
So what's triggering this whole shutdown situation? Is it just standard budget cuts, or is there something more going on?
This isn't your typical budget debate. The Trump administration, pushing their America First agenda, want to reshape U.S. foreign policy. They've already imposed a freeze on foreign aid, and now they're looking at USA as the next target.
And this is where Elon Musk enters the picture, right? He's the one leading the charge to dismantle USA.
He certainly is a key player. Trump tapped him to lead the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE as they're calling it. Musk has been making headlines with his harsh criticism of USA, calling it beyond repair and a bowl of worms. He's even stated publicly that he's spoken with Trump, and they both agree that USA needs to be shut down.
Hold on, DOGE, is that really what they're calling it?
Yep, you heard that right, DOGE. It's almost as if they're trying to make light of the situation, which is pretty alarming, given the seriousness of what's at stake.
It's definitely a head-scratcher.
Yeah.
But back to Musk. You have to wonder, why is he so adamant about shutting down USA? Is it just about efficiency, or is there something else motivating him?
That's the million-dollar question. Some speculate it's purely about fiscal conservatism, that Musk sees USA as a bloated bureaucracy wasting taxpayer dollars. Others suggest he might have ideological differences with the agency's mission, perhaps viewing their work as promoting globalism at the expense of American interests.
It's unsettling to think that an unelected official like Musk could have such a significant influence over U.S. foreign policy.
It is a cause for concern, and it's not just about the potential shutdown of USAID, it's about the lack of transparency and accountability. We've seen reports from Bloomberg and the Associated Press that Musk's team has already gained access to highly sensitive information at the Treasury Department, including data related to Social Security and Medicare.
That is incredibly disturbing. It raises all sorts of red flags about data security and potential misuse. It's no wonder Democratic lawmakers are up in arms about this.
Absolutely. They're arguing that Trump doesn't have the authority to shut down USAID without congressional approval, and they're demanding answers about Musk's access to sensitive data. But the speed at which this is unfolding is alarming. Just over the weekend, two top security officials at USAID were removed for refusing to grant Musk's team access to restricted areas within the agency.
And things escalated quickly from there, right? I mean, on Monday, the USAID headquarters in Washington was abruptly closed.
Yeah.
Politico and Fox News both reported that staff were instructed to work from home.
And if that wasn't enough, the Associated Press and Fox News also reported that over 600 USAID workers were locked out of their computer systems, essentially freezing their ability to do their jobs.
Wow, that's a bold move. It almost feels like a hostile takeover.
It definitely has that vibe. And the fact that these developments happened so quickly over a single weekend makes it seem even more unsettling.
Okay, so we've established that USAID is a major player in global aid and that there's this power struggle going on between the Trump administration, spearheaded by Elon Musk, and the agency itself. But what would the actual consequences be if USAID were to shut down?
The ramifications would be massive, and not just for the agency itself. We could see the halt of critical aid programs around the world, potentially leaving millions of people without access to essential services.
We're talking about real people's lives here. The people who depend on USAID's programs for clean water, food, healthcare, education, they would be left in a dire situation.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the potential for increased instability and conflict in regions that are already struggling. When people's basic needs aren't met, desperation can quickly turn into unrest.
And beyond the immediate humanitarian impact, wouldn't a shutdown also send a pretty chilling message to the rest of the world about America's role, you know, on the global stage?
It would be a major blow to America's reputation and credibility as a global leader for decades. USAID has been a symbol of American compassion and commitment to helping those in need. Shutting it down would signal a retreat from that role and could damage relationships with key allies.
It's almost like we'd be turning our backs on the world.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that create a void that other countries, maybe those with less than savory intentions, could rush to fill?
That's a real concern. China, for example, has been strategically expanding its influence in developing countries through massive infrastructure projects and investments. A U.S. withdrawal from the global aid arena could create opportunities for China to further its own interests, potentially at the expense of American influence and values.
It's a scary thought.
Yeah.
It feels like this situation with USAID is just one piece of a much larger puzzle. This whole shift in U.S. foreign policy towards an America First approach.
It's definitely part of a broader trend. The America First philosophy, with its emphasis on prioritizing domestic interests over global engagement, has been a cornerstone of the Trump administration's agenda.
But wouldn't withdrawing from the world stage ultimately hurt America's interest in the long run? I mean, don't we benefit from having stable and prosperous partners around the world?
There's a strong argument to be made for that. Global stability and prosperity are interconnected when other countries are struggling with poverty, disease, or conflict. It can have ripple effects that impact the U.S. as well.
Think about things like global pandemics,
yeah,
economic instability, or even terrorism.
Yeah.
These are issues that don't respect national borders.
Exactly. And USAID plays a crucial role in addressing these challenges at their source, working to prevent them from becoming global crises.
So if USAID is so vital, why is there even a debate about shutting it down? Surely there are people within the government who recognize its importance.
There are certainly people who support USAID and its mission, but there's also a faction that views foreign aid as a waste of taxpayer money, arguing that those resources should be focused on domestic priorities.
But isn't there a way to reform USAID without completely dismantling it? I mean, every large organization has room for improvement, right?
That's a point many people are raising. Critics of the agency often cite concerns about bureaucracy, inefficiency, and a lack of accountability. They argue that USAID needs to be streamlined and modernized to ensure that aid is being delivered effectively and reaching those who need it most.
It seems like there's a middle ground here, a way to address legitimate concerns about efficiency and effectiveness without abandoning America's commitment to global development and humanitarian assistance.
Finding that middle ground is crucial. A complete shutdown of USAID would be a drastic and potentially irreversible step with far-reaching consequences.
So what are the possible scenarios that could play out from here? I mean, is a complete shutdown really on the table, or are there other options?
It's hard to predict the future, but there are a few potential outcomes. One possibility is that USAID is indeed shut down, entirely fulfilling Musk's vision of a leaner government.
But given the backlash, even from within the Republican Party, that seems unlikely, right?
It's not impossible, but it would face significant political and legal hurdles. Another possibility is that USAID undergoes a major restructuring, perhaps with significant budget cuts and a narrower focus on specific regions or issues.
That seems more plausible, but still concerning. Who gets to decide which programs get cut and which countries lose out on vital assistance?
That's a key question, and it highlights the need for transparency and accountability in this process.
What about this idea of reform? Could that be a viable path forward?
It's certainly a possibility. Perhaps a compromise could be reached where USAID is reformed and modernized, addressing concerns about efficiency while maintaining its core mission of promoting global development and humanitarian assistance.
That would be the ideal outcome, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
A way to make USAID more effective without sacrificing its vital role in the world.
It would be a win-win situation, but it would require both sides to come to the table with a willingness to compromise and a shared understanding of the importance of U.S. leadership in the global community.
Okay, so we've laid out some potential scenarios, but things are still very fluid. What should our listeners be paying attention to in the coming days and weeks as this story continues to develop?
I think it's important to watch for any announcements from the White House regarding the future of USAID. If they put forth a concrete plan for restructuring or reform, that will be a key indicator of their intentions.
And what about Congress? They can't just sit back and let the White House dictate the fate of such a crucial agency, can they?
Absolutely not. Congress has the power of the purse, and they ultimately control USAID's funding. Pay attention to any statements or actions from key congressional leaders, especially those on the committees that oversee foreign aid and development.
And what about public opinion? Does the average American even care about what happens to USAID?
Public opinion can be a powerful force, especially on issues that directly impact people's lives. If enough Americans voice their support for USAID and the importance of foreign aid, it could influence the decisions of policymakers.
So what can people actually do to make their voices heard?
There are a few things. First and foremost, contact your elected representatives. Let them know how you feel about USAID and urge them to protect the agency and its mission.
That's something everyone can do regardless of their political affiliation.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be a long, complicated message. Just a brief email or phone call letting them know where you stand can make a difference.
What else can people do?
Get involved with organizations that are working to support USAID and promote global development. There are many groups out there doing incredible work, and they often need volunteers and donations.
And even just staying informed and spreading awareness about this issue can have an impact, right?
Absolutely. Talking to friends and family, sharing articles on social media, writing letters to the editor, these are all ways to raise awareness and keep the pressure on policymakers.
Knowledge is power, as they say. The more people understand what's at stake, the more likely we are to see a positive outcome.
I couldn't agree more. This isn't just some abstract policy debate. It's about real people's lives and the future of America's role in the world.
Yeah, it feels like we're at a crossroads, not just for USAID, but for America's place in the world.
We are, and the decisions made in the coming weeks and months will have ripple effects for years to come.
This whole situation has really been eye-opening. I have to admit, I didn't fully grasp the scope of USAID's work before we started this deep dive.
It's one of those agencies that often operates behind the scenes, but its impact is undeniable. They're quietly working to make the world a better, safer place.
And it's not just about charity, right? I mean, there's a strategic element to it as well. A stable and prosperous world is in America's best interest, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Investing in global development and humanitarian assistance is not just about altruism. It's about smart foreign policy. It's about building partnerships, promoting stability, and preventing problems before they escalate into global crises.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the key takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with?
I think the most important thing is to recognize that this isn't just some abstract policy debate. The fate of USAID has real-world consequences for millions of people around the world.
And that we as citizens have a role to play in shaping the outcome.
Exactly. Our voices matter. By staying informed, engaging in thoughtful discussions, and contacting our elected representatives, we can make a difference.
Well said. Thank you for listening to the Utica Phoenix Deep Dive. Subscribe to our YouTube channel for more in-depth conversations.